thought you knew, but you have no idea. It's the urban sports scene.
It is a blessing. The urban sports scene is back live. I'm here, my homeboy Will Ice Willie T. I'm Wally, and it's been a while, man.
It has, man. It has been. How you been, man?
I've been good. It's not a while, but just to have a member. Actually, it's been like a week. I'm sizing it, hyping it up. Like, it's been a while since the whole team has been together, but it's been like a week or two. But it's not the whole team. We're missing Ray Jeezy. Ray Jeezy is out on vacation, but Will T's back from vacation, so it's all good, though.
Yeah, it's like a switch, you know? Dark for light.
Dark for light, really, though?
Yeah, dark for light.
It is what it is. But, yeah, man, everything's good. Sports world is on and popping. College football is back in the game. But, Will, you know how we do.
Let's start our tradition, the pregame.
First, on tap, we'll be talking about the Washington Redskins' upcoming game against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Also, we'll talk about Josh Dotson. He seems to be 100%. Should he play in that particular game? We're going to also mention week one of the NFL season and make our Super Bowl picks. Finally, we'll discuss college football weekend, the first week of the season, which includes, the University of Maryland starting the season off 1-0, beating the Howard Bison.
Demolishing the Howard Bison.
Well, yeah, 52-13.
Yes.
That was embarrassing. Well, beating Howard Bison, 52-13. But let's go off to the Washington Redskins. The Redskins are playing the Pittsburgh Steelers on Monday night around about 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I said Eastern Standard Time. I got real ditty with that
you
one.
You did.
I know I got real iffy with that one. but it will be a game where, the Pittsburgh Steelers are the favorites, I believe. They're a team that will be missing Le'Veon Bell. But what advantages do the Redskins have? I mean, Redskins offense have against that Pittsburgh Steelers defense?
Advantages the offense has.
Yeah, against their defense.
I guess their wide receivers against their cornerbacks. Pittsburgh's cornerbacks have not been the strongest. We know they historically have played the cover two defense, but this wide receiving core is actually the strength. It's the greatest strength of this team this year, of Washington this year.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that the advantage the offense has is definitely the wide receiving core, the pass catchers. You have Jordan Reed, you have Pierre Garçon, Deshaun Jackson, Vernon Davis, Crowder at the slots. So you have playmakers at the pass catching position. Running the football won't be this team's strong suit going into this game. The Steelers defense is a very physical defense, so I don't see that as an advantage for this Washington Redskins team, but yeah, I'm with you. Definitely, the pass catchers on the Washington Redskins are the advantage against that Steelers secondary. I've always stated that for years, the Steelers defense as a whole has been great, but I think against certain teams it's been a little overrated because usually against the pass, that's always a way that you can kind of exploit the Steelers defense over the years by spreading them out. And they never have that cornerback that makes big plays. People, wasn't it Ike Taylor? This has probably been their best cornerback over the last some odd years.
Secure the bag alert, William Shorter drafts DeAndre Hopkins.
My man Will T.
Oh, I just said my whole government on here,
sure
didn't
did.
I?
Yeah,
damn.
Way too much. Will, if you didn't know Will T, because I'm going to save you, Will T is doing his fancy football draft right now while he's doing the show.
I'm slipping.
You slipping. And you are
slipping. I don't put no pictures on social media. I said my whole government.
Yeah, I think I don't
Jesus
know what's
Christ,
going on.
Man. Edit that out.
Huh?
Edit that out
if
before
I can,
you.
I will.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
If I can, I will. Because that's out of character for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, man. I don't do that type of ish.
Not at all. But, yeah, Steelers over the years haven't really had that the kind of defense that, that is good against the pass. So, I think the Redskins have an advantage right there. How big of a matchup is Antonio Brown, the Steelers' top wide receiver and probably the best wide receiver in the NFL right now against Redskins cornerback Josh Norman? How big is that matchup?
Well, I don't imagine that Joe Barry is going to put Josh Norman on Antonio Brown and tell him to follow him everywhere,
yeah,
right?
Uh-huh.
Anyone who's followed this team, obviously I'm not a fan, but I do follow because of NFL blackout rules.
Uh-huh.
This team played a lot of zone defenses last year.
Yeah.
So I don't anticipate them putting him on a one-on-one a lot, but when he is matched up on him, I think Antonio Brown's going to win probably 80-20. 80% of the time.
He's a tough cover, especially they move him to the
tough
slot.
Tough is an understatement.
You move him to the slot. The things he can do, maybe in a wide receiver bubble screen. I expect Josh Norman to compete. This is actually a game that I think that's going to be good for him, which is big for him. It's on prime time. He signed that big deal. Everybody's been hating. You have cornerbacks like the guy from the Arizona Cardinals, Patrick Peterson, pretty much saying he's like, you know, hating that he's probably deemed the best cornerback in football. Now is an opportunity to kind of he has to prove himself.
Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
What is it with these cornerbacks that has them so obsessed over who's the best cornerback and how much everyone gets paid?
It's called hate, man. You know, it's the world we live in.
I just don't get it, bro. I just don't get it. Why are you worried about what another man is making? It always baffles me.
But you know, everybody puts them. They want to measure themselves to the next person, right? Instead of worrying about what you got to do yourself to be the best at what you can be. If I'm Patrick Peterson, I'm worried about what I can do. I wouldn't be worried about Josh Norman anyway. To be honest with you,
Secure the bag alert, Jordy Nelson.
Oh God, you know where you're at. when you're at your top level, so that's all you have to really worry about. So if I'm Patrick Peterson, just worry about your skills and what you can do to better the Arizona Cardinals. I myself am a Patrick Peterson fan, so I think you know what he had to deal with. I always felt like he was the best cornerback in football, between him and Joe Hayden. But that's a whole different discussion anyway.
Yeah, we'll have that discussion later on once the season kicks off.
Of course, yeah. And again, you're listening to the Urban Sports. I'm here, my boy Ice Willie T. I'm Wally. But again, back to Josh Norman. This is big for him because he's already a guy that garners so much attention. You know, Monday night, if Antonio Brown dominates you, makes you look bad, it's gonna be bad press for you for the next week. To be honest with you.
Well, let's look at it. Right, you have Antonio Brown this week.
Yeah.
You have Dez Bryant next week.
Yeah.
And then you have Odell Beckham Jr.
Yeah.
The week after that.
Mm-hmm.
So you're facing three of the top, let's just to be fair, top seven receivers in the NFL right now.
Yeah.
So Josh Norman, even though I don't anticipate Joe Barry and Washington to put him on an island and say, hey, follow this guy around.
Yeah.
You know, he's going to be matched. He's going to be locked up with some intriguing matchups over the next 3 weeks to start the season off.
Yeah. And I just don't think. Yeah, I'm with you. He won't be in that situation. You'll see Breland getting a lot of the work as well because Breland's one of, to me, he's an up and coming cornerback in the NFL. So they're not going to look at Josh Norman and say, you know what, I want you to take away Odell Beckham Jr. I want to see you take away Antonio Brown. And plus, Antonio Brown, like Will and I have talked about, he's the type of wide receiver that's pretty much unstoppable to take away because of how many ways he can catch the football and how he can impact his offense with the things he can do with the run after the catch, a guy who can catch the deep ball and who can just, you know, run good routes. He's just a guy who's all around wide receiver for the Pittsburgh Steelers. But Josh Norman definitely has his game. Has a lot for him in this game going against someone like Antonio Brown. But do you see them maybe doubling Antonio Brown?
I think they're going to come try to devise a scheme to bracket him a little bit, you know, where, you know, they'll try to get their hands on him, but especially if he lines up on Breland's side. Breland's definitely going to try to be physical at the line of scrimmage, and they'll probably play with a safety over top. Or try to bracket him with a linebacker underneath. But realistically, I don't really see, just thinking off the top of my head, I don't see any linebacker that can play underneath.
To help him out, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, I don't see that either. I think putting Will Compton and Mason Foster in that situation is a recipe for failure. What are the keys to a Washington Redskins victory?
Let's see. You would need that defensive line to get off the field on third down. B, you would need to stop the run. Mm-hmm. Even though they don't have Le'Veon Bell, they still have D'Angelo Williams, who gouged people last year when he had the opportunity.
Yeah, definitely.
And this defense is going to have to do something. I'm putting it all on the defense. I think most people – who've watched this team are fairly comfortable with what they can do offensively in the air,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
The run game is still a huge mystery. You still have questions up the middle at left guard and center on this offensive line. Mm-hmm. But for me, primarily what I'll be looking for is I'll be looking for this defense to create turnovers and stop the run.
Yeah.
I know that's cliche and not really detailed.
It's real, though. I mean, it's real. This defense, all the offenses will attack this defense by running the ball. I don't think that's a secret, right? They will attack this defense by running the ball. You see what they possess in the secondary. It's crazy how things have changed. Over the years, the secondary has been the weak part of this Washington Redskins defense, but it looks like it's built into a strength, having D. Hall play safety now, the addition of Josh Norman, the emergence of a Breeland. You've seen what some of these young guys are doing in terms of cornerbacks and how they drafted with, you know, Fuller out of Virginia Tech, the rookie, the young boy. Then you got the kid from Northwestern who played with, I'm trying to forget his name. He went to Northwestern High School.
Toller.
So and who looked good in camp. So the secondary has become a strength. So now, you know, from what we saw last year.
I'm not going to say the complete second. I think your cornerbacks.
Cornerbacks, yeah.
Is a strength. Safety is a huge question mark.
Which safety, though? Or both?
Burton.
I won't even.
I mean, if Iheanacho was healthy, we still don't know. What you're going to get from Duke Iheanacho because he hasn't played in a while, so you don't know how he's going to look.
Yeah, I like what I saw from D. Hall playing safety. That's what I mean. I like what I saw from him playing safety. You're right though. The other safety is a problem. You don't know
if you got Burton back there. That's going to be a headache all season.
So I just think my opinion. I do think Duke Iheanacho will take the job eventually down the road. Not now. Obviously they're content with Burton. But it's looking at the defense in terms of stopping the run. That's going to be an issue, man. We saw what Eddie Lacy did to this team in the playoff game and how he gouged for multiple yards in that game, big runs. And we're talking about a guy who was overweight, who against many other teams, wasn't looking good at all. He played this Washington Redskins game in a playoff game and looked good and made explosive plays. So when you look at this Redskins defense, I think all offense is going to attack this team by – seeing what they can do in the trenches. And they don't have a nose – to me, I must keep saying it. They don't have a legitimate nose tackle on this team.
They don't.
They cut Cullen Jenkins, which I
– Pot Roast is still out there.
Yeah, I don't think they're getting him either. they have with Kendrick Golston. I'm going to say this again.
Phil Taylor is out there.
I would love to get Phil Taylor.
But I don't know. I don't know his health.
Yeah,
you
exactly,
know.
Exactly. And I'm going to say this about Kendrick Golston. It's not a bad thing. He's a good guy.
People are starting to go after quarterbacks.
But my man, Will T is very attentive to his fantasy football.
So let me ask you this.
Go ahead, ask away.
I'm two selections from being on the clock.
All right.
You got Drew Brees out there. Mm-hmm. So let me tell you my team so far.
Go ahead.
I have Jordan Reed.
Okay.
I have Jordy Nelson, and I have DeAndre Hopkins.
Okay.
I'm thinking of going Phillip Rivers. No, well, Kurt is out there.
That's too early.
I'm thinking of going Kurt.
Too early.
Fourth round?
Yeah, too early. You can still get him in like a couple rounds later. How many people in your draft?
12.
Yeah, you can still cut Cousins. You can get Kirk Cousins in the fifth round. Why not make your team in that much stronger? The quarterback position, so, it's such a blasé position.
Yeah, I need a running back. Ingram's out there.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Is he the best option, though?
Yeah, at running back, he is.
Yeah, I get Mark Ingram. How many running backs do you have?
I don't have any running backs.
Yeah, you better get a running back.
I'm going to go with Mark Ingram here.
Yeah, I think that's the
secure the bag alert. I selected Mark Ingram.
What? Okay, real talk before we go to the next topic within the Redskins. What does that mean, secure the bag? I never heard that earlier.
DJ Khaled says it. It's when I'm not going to tell you how much I pay. I'll tell you off air how much I pay for the league we play for. Mm-hmm. But it's a substantial amount of money.
Okay.
So whenever you're about to, DJ Khaled, whenever he's about to secure a check or a bag, he says, secure the bag alert. So I'm, you know, every pick I make, secure the bag alert. I'm coming for that money.
Oh, my God. That's a new one. I think that's pretty neat. Secure the bag alert.
Secure the bag alert, bro.
You like calling DJ Khaled?
Man. All right. So I'm on the clock.
Okay. hold on.
Should I grab another running back? I think I am.
How many wide receivers you got?
I got two so far.
Yeah, you're right. I would grab.
I think I'm a grab. Oh, Sammy Watkins is out
here.
Oh,
get Sammy Watkins Jr. Get him.
Oh, Jeremy Maclin, too.
Yeah, I like Jeremy Maclin. Sammy Watkins at Tyrod Taylor. Jeremy Maclin against Alex Smith. That's the way you got to think about it. Got to think about the quarterback. Who's throwing them the ball?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Sammy Watkins.
All right, cool.
Okay. Secure the bag alert. I just drafted Sammy Watkins.
And I think the people have heard that, Wilty.
Okay. All right, man. I'm just giving people in-depth analysis of what's going down over here, you know?
I see, bro. I see. Wilty's on a whole different level. Again, you're listening to the Urban Sports Scene with myself, Wally, and my man, Ice Willie T. Ray Jeezy's not in the building. He's on vacay. We'll have Ray Jeezy back next week. Predictions. Predictions of this game and predictions of the Washington Redskins season as a whole.
Predictions for this game. I think this is a shootout.
All right.
I think, well, I'm not going to say a shootout.
It should be a high scoring game, right? You mean high scoring?
I think 21 plus points from each team.
Okay.
If I had to go over, I would go over 50.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Combined. I think Steelers 30, Washington 21.
Okay, so Wilty got the Steelers win the game. I'm going to choose the Redskins winning this game 24-17. The Redskins offense is going to do some special things, throwing the ball in the air, but on the ground, I think it's going to be really stagnant. Redskins record.
Someone took Drew Brees. I've been struggling back. I've been going back and forth about this all day, and I'm going to tell you why exactly.
Yeah.
All right. To be honest with you, I actually, if things had held consistent and Philadelphia didn't make the trade that they made this past weekend, I actually thought Philadelphia was going to win the division.
Okay. You thought because
Because a Jim Schwartz defense.
Okay. Yeah. It was a good defense.
I don't know if a lot of people really didn't follow Doug Peterson, what he did in Kansas City, but they ran the ball very well. I know people will say, well, they had Jamal Charles. Jamal Charles went down. You had Spencer Ware. Then you had, West. You had Niles Davis. So he brings with him a West Coast spread scheme that creates all types of running lanes. Mm-hmm. So they're going to run the ball well. And, you know, I just thought Sam Bradford would do enough to not F it up.
No, I think Sam Bradford would have been all right. Would have been fine.
Yeah, I thought he would have been fine.
We'll talk about him later, though. I'm going to talk about him later.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later. But since that didn't happen, my brother, I am going to go. I think you guys win 10 games.
Yeah,
10-6 this year.
I definitely think with the Eagles, what they did, showing pretty much tanking the season. You got the Cowboys losing Romo. Regardless of what we saw with Dak Prescott, he's still a rookie, and you're going to have a rookie backfield with him and also Ezekiel Elliott. So it's a lot to ask for a rookie quarterback to win a division, basically, or hold the fort down for Tony Romo to do, you know, come back. So I do think the Redskins will win a division. I think the Redskins can probably win about 11. I think go 11-5 coming up this season. You know, that's better off. And people will know me. I used to say go 16-0. So you can already tell that I've matured a little bit. So 11-5. And, you know, but I stated this before that I think if the Redskins don't win a division, this is before any injury, before anything, for the Giants to win a division, if the Redskins wouldn't take it, because I do like what the Giants did in the offseason. But anyway, reports are that, you know, Josh Dotson, Redskins rookie wide receiver, is healthy. Would you like, Redskins fans, would you like to see him play against the Steelers? Do you think he should play against the Steelers? We'll discuss that after the break. It's the Urban Sports Scene.
For ages.
You dig?
Doses.
Looking for sports here in the Tri-City area like you haven't heard before? Check me, yours truly, Mike Knox and the Solon Sports. Weekdays, 5 to 7 p.m. right here on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 a.m. Hopewell.
Hello, it's me.
are running out of time. You are listening to the Urban Sports Scene. I'm Wally. I'm here with my boy Ice Willie T. He's fancy football drafting. Ray Jeezy's out on vacay. How's the draft going?
It's going okay.
Okay, you happy with it?
So far so good.
Okay. We're on Twitter. Tweet us at Urban Sports Scene. No S after sports. So make sure you tweet us.
You know what? No one touched it.
You can listen to us on the Sports Grid Podcast Show on Thursday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just visit www.blogtalkradio.com/WC Still a Fan. The show is produced by West Coast Still a Fan. I mentioned before the break we're going to talk about Josh Dotson. Right now, obviously the rookie hasn't played in any preseason game. He was held out, did some little light workout, but now he's fully practicing. He's playing the Steelers out there. You know, this is a good team. You want to have your best players on the field. Should Josh Dotson play against the Steelers, knowing that he hasn't played any preseason games?
Yes, because I'm going to tell you why. The mm-hmm. element of surprise. Mm-hmm. You don't have any film on him, except for his college film.
Yeah.
You don't have any idea of how Jay Gruden and Sean McVay are going to deploy him in this offense. Mm-hmm. So he brings the X factor, shall we say, for the first game of the season. So I think you should go out. You should put him out there. Create a package. Get the ball in his hands. We all know that from his tape that we saw for the draft that he's explosive.
TCU
yeah,
like
for TCU, he's explosive and goes up and gets the ball. Gets the ball at his high point.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm concerned about playing him, but though if he's 110%, you do want to have him against the Pittsburgh Steelers. But like Will T said, how I would utilize him is have him in red zone packages, have him in a position to get jump balls. You know what I mean? He's a good route runner. If you watch Josh Dotson play for TCU, to me he had that AJ Green feel. He wasn't as good as AJ Green in Georgia. I think a lot of people like to overhype it, but he has that look. Like you say, you know what? Kind of reminds me of the NFL version of AJ Green. He has that type of skill set. He's a good route runner, good hands. A guy who, like Will T said, who can get the ball the highest point. You know, in terms of any jump ball. Again, listen to it. I mean, if you're listening right now, call in. The number is 240-478-3140, or just tweet us at Urban Sports Scene. The question out there is, you know, should Josh Dotson play against the Pittsburgh Steelers? But if he doesn't play, I wouldn't have an issue with it. If he even is 110%, I wouldn't have an issue with him not playing, because I think to a certain extent, you got DeSean Jackson, you got Pierre Garçon, you got Jamison Crowder. These guys have all played in the preseason and played throughout training camp, so they've had that rapport. So if he doesn't play, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I think you don't want to, you know, he's been out, outside of OTA, you know, he missed most of training camp, didn't get any preseason game snaps.
Yeah.
So you want to be cautious, you know, especially with an Achilles. You want to be cautious. That's an injury that could plague him for not only this season, but for seasons to come. So you want to be careful. You don't want to rush him back too soon. You don't want to put too big of a workload on.
And that's the thing, I think, you know, fans are not talking about as much. Regardless, I know it's Achilles tendonitis, but you're still messing with the Achilles, right? And we've all seen athletes have, you know, blow their Achilles or whatever. You don't want that to happen. If that happens, for a lot of players, they're never the same. I don't care what age you are, they're truly never the same. Some freak athletes, they bounce back and do what they usually do. But not a lot of times, some of these athletes don't pan out to be the talent that you thought they were going to be, or they were, thought they were going to be, or were prior to the injury.
Yeah, they don't. You know, for him, there's a lot riding on him. Because, you know, particularly not this season, right?
Yeah, you're talking about next season. Yeah,
for next season, you know, because Washington has a decision to go with. Do we get rid of Sean? Do we get rid of Pierre? Or would we be able to? Or is one of the guys willing to sacrifice some change to come back and, you know, be a part of this offense?
Yeah, and that's the thing. I don't know if you know, you're going to take that risk. Now, again, if he is 110%, he plays, right? He does play, because, you know, you can't go against that. But do you throw him out there for a lot of packages or series, knowing that he hasn't garnered that rapport with Kirk Cousins even within camp, even within camp to a certain extent. And I don't know if you can do that.
I think you get them some plays, you know. Mm-hmm. You get them a couple plays where you try to, I don't know, maybe isolate him.
Mm-hmm.
On the outside, you know, let him use some of that explosive jumping ability for a jump ball. Or particularly down in the red zone, you know, maybe a fade pattern, something like that. You know, you start off small, you work them in. You don't want to overwhelm them.
Yeah.
Particularly because, you know, I'm sorry, cut you off.
No, you're fine.
Particularly because he played at TCU who didn't have a pro style offense. So he needs to learn the route tree.
Mm-hmm.
And he needs to learn the route combinations.
In the
NFL game. So, you know, you take your time with him.
But he's always been a guy, even the scouting reports, he's been a guy who's a good route runner. But the NFL game is different, though, which I do agree. The NFL game is totally different. But I don't know. I feel like a game with that much pressure on the line, you're going to play against the Steelers, a team that, you know, a lot of people think could go to the Super Bowl. I may feel more comfortable with him playing against the Giants, to be honest with you. The Cowboys, who have a weak secondary compared to, like, playing him against the Steelers defense as a whole, which is a strong defense, but the Cowboys defense is pretty weak. So there's a lot he can really take advantage of within that matchup. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So when I look, I don't know. It's a tough situation. If he does play, I won't lie to you, I would be excited. He's intriguing. You always want to see a rookie play in the preseason, but he's intriguing. So if he does play, it would be what's up. If he doesn't, it is what it is. We've seen it in the NFL. We saw Odell Beckham Jr. He didn't play. I don't know if he played a preseason. I don't think he played a preseason game for the Giants. And he came in and just blew the league up.
That's true. Very true.
So it could happen. Anyway, it's about time for another commercial break. When we get back from break, we're going to talk. We're going to make our week one picks. This time, we're going to do the whole schedule. We used to do like four games. We'll do the whole schedule. Anyway, it's the Urban Sports Team.
For ages.
You dig?
Deuces.
Me is passion. I play all out every game. I give it everything I have. I broke my nose, got stitches, and scored 4 goals. I do it for you. I do it for Russia. That is stress.
Your girl post a BM, so I hit her in the DM. All eyes, yeah, I see him. Yeah, that's your man, I hate to be him.
I'm Rashad Ross, I listen to Urban Sports Scene. That's what's up, Rashad, man. Rashad Ross, listen to Urban Sports Scene, man. That's what's up, man. Doing big things popping, man. Washington Redskins, Rashad Ross, you know, did it, you know, told the world what it's all about. It's the Urban Sports Scene. It's a movement. We doing big things. Anyway, you listen to the Urban Sports Scene. With myself, Wally, here, my boy Ice Willie T, who's doing his fantasy football draft. Will T, how's that draft going real quick?
It's going pretty good, man. No complaints over here. You know, I think I'm headed for another year of domination. The big question now is Amir Abdullah or Isaiah Cromwell for me, you know, because somebody took Stephon Diggs, son of a. All right, so we're going to go with.
Whew. Tough decision? Overly tough?
Yeah, tough decision.
Well, let me do my little
Someone read. Took out, somebody took Amir Abdullah.
That's terrible. Let me do my little read.
Oh, no. So I'm going to go with my guy. I'm going to go with Stephon Diggs because he's still there.
Okay. All right.
We're going with Stephon Diggs.
And make sure also.
We feel very happy about that.
All right. Make sure you like our Urban Sports Scene Facebook page. Just search the Urban Sports Scene. And check out the Football Garbage Time podcast at www.footballgarbagetime.com. We started our NFL Pick'em bet this season. So we're going to make bets. Well, not bets. Like, we're not betting money. But basically, you know, the winner of the week gives a shout-out, you know, on their. They give us a shout-out on their show. Saying,
nah, we got to do something better than that, man. Bottles, you know. bottles.
You gonna shoot the bottles to
I'm just, I'm head? Joking. You know I'm not buying no bottle for nobody except for myself.
I know, right?
1738.
I want to come off as selfish because I'm not. Man. I share.
We're friends, man.
Yeah.
We're friends.
I share.
Strangers don't get shared.
You know, damn right about that.
A different topic before we get into the NFL picks. We always talk about this. People in the world, you listen to the show right now, and this is called alcohol courtesy, right? You buy a bottle, all right? We're talking about on a consistent level. You buy bottles all the time for your group of friends, right? And then all the time, you got individuals who never pitch in a free love, right? That's not cool. If you're that person, kill yourself early. Okay, now I'm done. I'm done with that one. That
was I totally agree with you, man. Well, you know what I hate?
What?
When you have a gathering, right, or a party or something,
yeah.
And you know, me, I drink 1738.
Me too.
There'll be other people that drink
Ciroc.
No, they'll drink like they'll bring a bottle of Bacardi
or Vladimir.
Yes, they'll bring that, but then they want to drink your 1738, and then their first thing is, oh, this my sh. If it was your why didn't you bring a bottle then?
Exactly.
Instead of bringing that Bacardi Limon.
Because you cheap as a
hate when people do that, bro.
I can't stand that little freeload stuff. You know, freeload cookouts. I mean food. But now with no liquor, you gotta get your weight up. You can't be doing that. That ain't right. That's just not common courtesy. Anyway, week one of the NFL. You have a bunch of good games on the docket. You know what I mean? We got a rematch, Super Bowl rematch between the Panthers and Broncos. But let's start there. Panthers Broncos, Will T. Selection, sir.
Panthers Broncos. Ooh. Oh, that's simple. Panthers.
Yeah, Panthers. Is it? Yeah, it's in Denver. They don't really know who their quarterback is. Simeon. Whatever. Northwestern grad.
Yeah.
Whatever.
To me, it's kind of hubris for. John Elway to think that defense is going to play for 16 weeks again the way they did,
yeah.
And they'll be able to run the ball. Now, granted, you have two very good wide receivers on the outside.
Yeah, definitely.
But that doesn't mean a damn thing if Trevor Siemian isn't able to push the ball down the field and get them the ball.
I totally agree. I picked the Panthers as well? Did I say the Panthers?
Yes.
Okay, Panthers. Buccaneers versus the Falcons.
Give me the Bucks.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Bucks. I'm liking what Jameis Winston was doing in the preseason. I think he's just growing every week or every day as the quarterback of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Vikings versus Titans. It's in Tennessee?
I'm going to go with Tennessee. I think Sam Bradford is some weeks away from being able to contribute to that team, even though they have a great run game and a solid defense. But if you saw what Tennessee was doing in the preseason with those two running backs, it's going to be a long day for that Minnesota defensive line.
The defense in Minnesota is one of the best defense in the NFL. They got a running game. They got the defense. I'm going with the Minnesota Vikings in that game. Browns versus Eagles.
RG3. Grabs that first win.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm going with the Browns. Bengals versus the Jets in New York.
No Tyler Eifert. On top of that, Andy Dalton's lost so many other weapons. I'm going to go with the Jets.
I'm going to go with the Bengals in this game. The Jets quarterback is still Ryan Fitzpatrick, and I am not a Ryan Fitzpatrick fan. So I will go with the Bengals in this game. Raiders versus the Saints in New Orleans.
Oh, give me the Raiders.
Oh, we all agree. We agree on that one. Give me the Raiders as well. Chargers versus Chiefs.
Give me the Chiefs.
Give me the Chiefs as well. Game is in Kansas City. And Kansas City, to me, is the winner of that division of the AFC West. Bills versus Ravens in Baltimore.
I'm going to go with the Bills.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Bills. Tyrod Taylor returns to Baltimore. Backing up Joe Flacco. I'm going to go with the Bills. Bears versus Texans.
Give me the Texans. The Bears are going to stink this year.
Yeah, I'm with you. Give me the Texans as well. Packers versus Jaguars in Jacksonville.
Give me... I think the Jaguars stun the NFL and they win this first one. Give me the Jaguars.
I agree with you. I think a lot of people, they're going to know Jacksonville after week one. Dolphins versus the Seahawks in Seattle.
Seahawks.
Give me Seahawks as well. Giants versus Cowboys in Big D. Pause.
I'm going to go with Dallas.
I'm going to go with the Giants in this game.
Let me ask you a question.
What's up?
I can remember, this is like the, third time in the last 7 years that these two have played?
In the opening week.
And it's been like a national game. It's either been the 4 o'clock game,
or the Monday night or the Sunday night game. I totally agree with you. And it's always in Dallas.
Yeah.
I feel like it's always in Dallas.
Yeah, I don't know what Roger and them boys are doing up there about the schedule making, but you guys need to spice it up a little bit. Do something.
Yeah, I know, I'm with you on that one. Lions versus Colts. In Indy.
I'm going to go with the Lions.
I'm going to go with the Colts. New England Patriots versus the Arizona Cardinals in Arizona.
I'm going to go with Arizona.
I'm going to go with Arizona as well. Because there's no Tom Brady in that game. It wouldn't even matter. I still would pick Arizona, to be honest with you. Steelers, we are made the prediction Steelers Redskins. So we're going to scratch that one. Rams versus the Niners.
Does anyone care?
No.
Case Keenum is terrible. Give me the Niners.
Yeah, I'm going. Wait, really?
The Niners? Yeah, I think.
You know who their quarterback is?
Well, no. Yeah, excuse me. No. Let me reverse that.
The Rams defense is better too.
Yeah, the Rams defense is better, and they can run the ball.
Yeah.
Give me the Rams.
Yeah, give me the Rams as well. And Will T, since you're doing in honor of your fantasy football draft, give me your fantasy football pick for Week One.
Spencer Ware, baby.
Spencer Ware.
Yep.
For the Kansas City Chiefs.
For the Kansas City Chiefs. No one. Jamal Charles.
All right.
Spencer Ware is going to wear him down.
Okay, I got one for the people. This is actually a good one. I feel proud about this one. Eagles defense wasn't good that year. RG3 had a big play big play preseason. RG3 week one.
Okay.
I think that's a good play. Anyway, it's time for another commercial break. But when we get back from break, we are going to discuss Sam Bradford going to the Vikings, and also we're gonna make our Super Bowl picks. It's the Urban Sports Scene
for ages.
You dig?
Deuces.
When nothing seems to help, I go and look at a stonecutter, hammering away at his rock, perhaps 100 times, without so much as a crack showing in it. Yet at the 101st blow, it was split in two. And I know it was not that blow that did it, but all those that came before.
Life is good.
Keep up the support.
We'll keep the hits coming.
Hey, Skylar Diggins, baby. We love you, too. Ice Willie T. Wally, Urban Sports Thing. You're hearing this right now. You just heard our baby, Skylar Diggins, give us props saying, you know, she know what the deal was. She talked to us. She was pretty much smitten over us at that time. Now she wanted to get herself a little new boo and whatnot, and now she's like forgot that I was like her first love.
I think that's exactly what happened, my
exactly.
man.
Exactly. Forgot that I was her first love.
How could she forget that?
I don't know. You know how light-skinned folks are. They just...
Wow, just generalize,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, they just change up. You know what I mean? It's like they don't know what they want. They want the dark-skinned brother. Then they go for some, you know, fake Elder Boss looking ninja. You know how it is.
Okay.
Yeah, so she changed.
How do you really feel about the situation?
You already know, son. Tonight, Lathan. French Montana, really, though? Really? It's not cool. You hear, you see French Montana? He's with, you seen clips with him or photos with him and Iggy Azalea?
He winning out here, man.
He winning, yeah.
He's really winning.
Like, he's really winning.
Like, I'm not mad at that,
I can't
brother.
Hate on, I don't hate on French. I hate that he had Sanaa Lathan for a hot second, though. I won't lie. I did hate on that, though.
Like, why would you hate on that?
Because I'm in love with Sanaa Lathan. She's going to be the wife. She's going to be the wife, because that's too far. She's going to be the mother of my kids.
Does she know that?
Yeah, she'll know that she'll be my baby mom as I tour the city and have sex with multiple chicks as this happens.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay. All right,
you
now. Mean,
like, you listen to her again. You listen to her Urban Sports. My man, Will T, and myself, Wally. I mentioned before the break, Sam Bradford. The Vikings traded for Sam Bradford, giving up a first-round pick in 2017 and a fourth-round pick in 2018. I believe, though, if the team does well, they can move up to like a second-round pick. But your thoughts on the trade? So Sam Bradford was with the Eagles initially. So
they fleeced Minnesota. They smelled blood in the water. You got a first. Not only did you get a first, you had the audacity to get a first round pick, but you got a fourth that can potentially turn into a two if they win the Super Bowl. People can, from this point on, Howie Roseman can do whatever he wants in Philadelphia. But if he turns these two picks into something, people will forever forgive him. Because this might be the greatest theft ever. I'm pretty sure, like, I would be interested to know how that call went.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure Minnesota initiated.
I'm pretty sure Minnesota initiated, and then Howie Roseman was like, look.
Let this happen.
We're not giving them up for anything less than a first.
I'm sure this is how it happened. All right. You want to be Minnesota?
Yes.
Okay, be Minnesota. Okay. So you're approaching me.
Wally.
What's up?
We're in need of a quarterback. We see that you have Sam Bradford, and we want to get your potential interest in dealing him.
Hey, I'm talking to my dude. They're not going to do this, but I'm going to offer him a, I'm going to ask for a one. See what happens. They're going to take this. They're not. Watch. I want a one. First round pick. I want another pick.
Can you give me 10 seconds to think about this?
Yeah, go ahead,
talk to my guys.
Yeah, go talk to your guys.
All right, guys. We got a Super Bowl team.
Okay.
AP, his window is closing. They want a one. If we successful, this one is going to be a low first round pick. Should we do the deal? Damn it, let's do it. All right.
All right.
We'll give you a first.
All right. And I want a second round pick.
A second round pick?
Yeah, I want a second round pick.
For Sam Bradford?
For Sam Bradford.
Can't do a second round.
Okay, how about this then? How about this? If you win the Super Bowl, I get a second round pick. But right now, it's just a fourth round pick.
Damn, that's still steep.
Come on, man.
Let me think.
Come on, man. Super Bowl. Sam Bradford.
You can't just be happy with the first?
Nah, Sam Bradford's going to... We need to help our team. Sam Bradford can get us to the playoffs. But for you guys, though, if you get Sam... I'm saying you get a Super Bowl pick. That's Super Bowl.
You're right.
We're AP.
We'll do it.
We'll do it. Bet. Hank, can we check on that? Bet. See, that's what happened. Some dumb shit, that dumbass crap.
I'm interested to know what the hell they were thinking.
And you know I like Sam Bradford, but there's no way that Sam Bradford is worth a first round pick. Like, you know how many good quarterbacks? I mean, not to say Sam Bradford's not a good quarterback, because I believe he's a good quarterback. But how many quarterbacks that we seen that got traded that didn't even get a first round, weren't even worth a first round pick? What has Sam Bradford even achieved in the NFL, to be honest, which is to warrant being traded for a first round pick?
He's achieved absolutely nothing.
Sam Bradford, again, people don't understand this. He's the biggest hustler in the world of football. He's paid. He's been paid off the yin yang for not doing anything in the league. And look at him now. He warrants a first round pick, man. We got to give Sam Bradford credit, real talk. We got to give him credit. We got to. Because I'm telling you, real talk, we got to. But let's move off Sam Bradford. Sam Bradford, I do want to say I'm not hating. I want to congratulate you on your NFL career and what you've done to hustle.
Let me ask you a question.
Ask away, man.
You're a Washington fan.
Yeah, I'm a Washington Redskins fan.
Robert Kelly is out here. He could be one of those guys that...
He could be. I like him more than I like Matt Jones. I'll tell you that much.
So there's Spencer Ware out here. I'm looking at Spencer Ware, Justin Forsett, or Ryan Kelly. What do you think I should do, my man?
Say it one more time for me. Those name the running backs.
Spencer Ware.
Yeah.
Ryan Kelly.
Uh-huh.
Justin Forsett.
I think I'll take Justin Forsett.
I was thinking that, too.
Yeah. I'll take Justin Forsett because he can get his job back. Well, he can still start, though, right? He can still start.
He absolutely. I don't think there's a back on that team that's better than him, me even either. At 31.
Yeah, me either. I don't think so myself. All right, let's go. All right. Well, we listed, you know, week one's games. Usually when this time of year, this part of the NFL season, this is when people make their Super Bowl picks. So, which two teams do you think will be going to the big dance?
Oh, that's easy. Steelers and Cardinals.
Steelers and Cardinals.
Yep.
So it's like the Bruce Arian Bowl.
Yep.
That's not a bad one. I got mine though, because I'm a homer. The Washington Redskins versus, this will be awesome. Look, this is epic. This happens, you're just gonna call me like insane, right?
Okay.
The Washington Redskins versus the Cleveland Browns. Super Bowl matchup. Robert Griffin III. Hey, but wouldn't that be instant TV? But wouldn't that be it though? Like, if you're looking for Super Bowl coverage, that would be it, right? Like,
it would be.
The storyline would be crazy. But look, I won't go that hand because the Cleveland Browns aren't even close. So it'll be the Washington Redskins against, I feel comfortable saying this, the Cincinnati Bengals.
You feel comfortable saying that?
I like the Bengals. I'm a Bengals believer.
You probably are the only person that is a Bengals believer my brand.
I believe in the Bengals. So there you go. There goes my pick. If you disagree with it, feel free to call in. The number is 240-478-3140. That's 240-478-3140. Tweet us at Urban Sports saying, yes, I said this. Wally, I said this. I'm not going to put Will T in it because Will T said something else. I said it would be the Washington Redskins versus the Cincinnati Bengals in the Super Bowl. Will T said it would be the Arizona Cardinals versus the Pittsburgh Steelers in the Super Bowl. All right. Who do you agree with more? Probably Will T, because Will T is more of the saint. He's more sane than two of us. But I still think my pick isn't bad. Anyway, it's about time for another commercial break. When we get back from break, we'll talk about the Maryland Terps beating up on an HBCU Howard Bison. 52-13. Should Maryland fans be happy about DJ Durkin and seeing the direction this team's going? Also, we'll talk about what happened in college football throughout the week. It's the Urban Sports Saying.
For ages.
You dig?
Deuces.
You're listening to the Urban Sports Scene. I'm Wally. It's Ice Willie T. Willie T is talking about his fantasy football draft. This is the question for the people, because Will T asked me and I told him Flacco. But I would like to hear from you all. The number is 240-478-3140. That's 240-478-3140. Who should Will T draft? Joe Flacco or Aiken, right? Kamir Aiken. So you let me call in. Will T decided on who? Who decided?
Joe Flacco.
He decided on Joe Flacco. Would you call in? Let us know if he made the right decision. Again, you listen to Urban Sports saying, my boy Will T, myself, Wally, Ray Jeezy out on vacation. But I mentioned before the break about the Maryland Terps. The Maryland Terps on Saturday beat Howard 52-13. Do you believe that DJ Durkin has this team going towards the right direction?
Absolutely. I think he has that young energy, excitement. He has the pedigree. He coached under Harbaugh. He coached under Meyer. So I think that he's got this. I think he's going to be the coach that is able to sustain success for Maryland for over the next 10 years.
Well, I'm with you. I do think he's going to do great things in the University of Maryland. My issue, not issue, I think issue is a strong word, but what I would like to see him do is other, see what he could do against a team that's not from the MEACs. I mean, you know, play Howard University. No knock on Howard. Back in the day when we were younger, when they had Jay Walker and company, they were a dope team. They really were. For HBCU, they would look like one of those, like, highly explosive offenses, and a team that you could follow and made, you know, the city proud, and also, made anybody who loved the HBCU proud. So, you look at Howard University, they used to be, you know, a really good football program when it came to, the HBCU bracket circuit of college football, but, what Maryland did, so it's not surprising. Maryland's supposed to beat Howard like that. They're supposed to beat them like, you know, they stole some, they did. But again, I'm not going to use that to say, okay, Maryland's back. Maryland plays, I believe, Purdue in about, you know, 3 weeks or so. So when they play Purdue, I think that's the game that we can all say, okay, well, if they beat Purdue, that's a Big Ten team. Maryland looks like they're on their way. I know they got UCF as well. I'm not sure how UCF is this season, but, you know, usually UCF has always been like a decent football program anyway. Not to say they're like Alabama, but they're a decent football program. But, in that game against Howard, you know, the run game was effective. I believe they ran for 315 yards on the ground. So if they could have anything close to that performance, or something more, but something respectable in terms of like 150, 315 is very respectable. I'm just saying it's a real college football team, because I'm not calling Howard a real college football team. If they can do that against a good team, get like 150 yards on the ground and make it easy on their quarterback, I think Maryland could do some good things for this team, some good things this season, and maybe get into a bowl. Do you think they can get to a bowl?
Absolutely. I think they'll be bowl eligible. It only takes, what, six games? You need to win six or seven,
yeah,
to be a bowl eligible?
Over 500.
Absolutely. I think this team could be bowl eligible in DJ Durkin's first year. It would bring a lot of excitement to the program right now.
That's hopeful. Let's hope for it, man. Maryland hasn't been relevant in a while since the fridge, right? Ralph Reed,
yeah.
Yeah,
to be honest with you, they shouldn't have gotten rid of the fridge when they did.
They shouldn't have. I totally agree with you. Anyway, college football. We'll mention some of the other games that happened last week and over the weekend. Matt, I'm not going to mention a particular game, but I'll just say this. What are some of the games that stood out for you during that time frame? Excuse me, sorry.
Oh, man. ESPN billed this as the greatest week ever, the greatest opening week.
It was up there, dude. It was definitely up there.
It definitely had an excitement. That Texas... you know, me and you, we were at a local establishment yeah. watching the Texas and Notre Dame game.
Uh-huh.
I actually left.
Yeah, that's your fault.
Yeah, because I was like, oh, you know, it is what it is. But, yeah, Texas actually came back and won a double overtime.
Yeah.
I saw the highlights. Looked amazing.
It was amazing.
You just going to rub it in?
Yeah, it was amazing. I'm going to rub it in.
Okay.
With an alcohol pad on it. Yeah, rub it in.
All right.
But you saw enough of the game.
Yeah, I saw enough of the game.
Yeah, it was a great game.
Then you also had Florida State and Mississippi Ole Miss on Monday. That was, you know what?
That game was the one I really enjoyed that game.
I really enjoyed that game, but this is the thing about college football. Like, those primetime games are too damn long. They're like 4 hours. It's like 4 hours.
You mean college football in general?
Yes.
Long game. Yeah, college football is actually long.
Like the national games like that, they're like 4 hours, man.
Right, isn't college football like even, and I'm just saying, isn't it like longer than the NFL game? I just feel like
it is. Yeah, it is. I feel like it is. I know that it is.
Mm-hmm. I like that game, to be honest with you. Now, the Texas game, I'm happy. I like that game. I think I have my own personal reasons, because I wanted Charlie Strong to keep a job. I want to keep his job. And also, it was exciting. I mean, I got to see certain things in that game, in the Texas Notre Dame game. Like, I was a big fan. How do you say his name? Bushell? Like, the quarterback, the freshman quarterback, Bushell for Texas. I thought he was amazing. I think down the road in 2 years, we could be talking about him as a top draft pick. I guess it's the same way I think of the UCLA quarterback.
Josh Rosen. Yeah, I think Rosen, I think he's going to be a pro quarterback that's going to go early in the draft.
He had a bad game, his first game, but I do think, like, I'm with you. As his career goes on in college, he'll be a first round quarterback. And this is this kid Shane Buechel. I think that the way he was throwing the ball and throwing that rock, I feel like in 2 years he could be a first round pick. I love the kid from, and you mentioned Florida State. I love DeAndre Francois. I think he is going to be tough. And not because, you know, he's mobile or whatever. It's that, you know, he was nervous in the beginning. You saw it. He was in a lot of 3rd and 15, 3rd and long type of situations early in the game, and he was shook. But when he got into that rhythm, he got that last touch, that touchdown to end the half. To
Chris Hogan or Marcus Wheaton?
Huh?
Chris Hogan or Marcus Wheaton?
Marcus Wheaton.
Yeah.
In that situation, like that last touchdown before the drop, before halftime, I believe it cut the lead to 28-13. And then, because on that one play, he stood in the pocket and took a hit. And he took a strong hit, and he was, you know, and still put that ball where it needed to be. And throughout that whole game, I thought he showed toughness. He did that as well. He did that again on multiple occasions. He stayed in the pocket and took a hit and put the ball on the money. So I just thought the kid showed toughness and resolve. I just think Florida State, I knew Florida State was talented, but just watching that game against, Ole Miss, I didn't know they were that talented. As a team, they're really talented.
Yeah, I mean, to me, Dalvin Cook, right?
Yeah, Dalvin Cook.
Dalvin Cook is a front runner for the Heisman. Francois was the biggest mystery, you know, a freshman quarterback. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say that he came out and he set the world on fire, but he definitely had a strong game that makes myself, you know, a Florida State fan feel mm-hmm. comfortable with him at the helm.
I think you should. I think as a fan for Florida State, you should be comfortable because he showed a lot. You know, he did. He definitely showed a lot in that game. You know, you had I believe the kid who had the touchdown. I'm trying to think of the wide receiver who had the touchdown in the game had a big game as well. I want to say was it Rudolph?
The number 15? Yeah.
15, right?
Yeah, Rudolph.
Yeah, he was strong as well. I just thought, you know, he had big catches for Francois in the game. So, and I think Rudolph had, I'm sorry, 74 yards for a touchdown and a touchdown reception. But I do think Florida State's going to be one of the stronger teams. You saw what a team that I follow and I love, Michigan, look big, look good, dominate. You know, I believe they beat Hawaii 63-3? Or was it 52?
Yes.
63-3?
I think it was 60-3.
Was it 62-3? As a Michigan fan, I should know this. And I'm really appalled that 63-3, that's right. 63-3. And, you know, I ain't gonna lie, man. As a Michigan fan, I was just so proud, man. I was so proud of my boys, man. I like Jim Harbaugh, man. This is why I love you. You know, I love Jim Harbaugh, man, for this, man. This is why he's bringing dominance back to UM. Go blue, man. Go blue. But yeah, Michigan look good. You like Florida State. Some of the big schools look good. And this is the thing that we have to keep saying this, and we don't talk about them as much because we gotta acknowledge it. He's just the best coach in football, man. In college football, period, ever. Who? Nick Saban.
Oh yeah, Nick Saban
is the man. Is the man. And what is amazing? Like USC came into that game. They played strong in the beginning. But you beat a USC squad, a team that has aspirations of winning the Pac-12, right?
Yep.
52-6 on a neutral playing field.
Dominated.
Dominated, man.
Dominated.
That isn't – he beat
them. This
is
a team that lost their starting quarterback from last year, coming off of a national championship.
Yes.
Lost a number of starters. You lost your starting running back. A Heisman running back.
Yes.
Then you lost a number of key defensive – contributors with Reed, Raglan, mm-hmm. and I forgot the other Reed. Young man's name.
You talking about the other D tackle? Because I wanted the Reds and draft him too. I can't think of him. I'll think of him later. Though.
But yeah, you lost a number of big play guys, and what did you do?
You re-up. You get a quarterback. Like their freshman quarterback. It's the first time we have ever had a quarterback to his caliber in terms of being a guy with that type of speed and who could throw the ball. And, man, Nick Saban, you the man. You the man. He's just Nick Saban, something. He's just something special. He just really, really is. He is something special. I think his name, Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
Just a special talent, man. Like, he is a special talent. I mean, Nick Saban is just, he's just the best. You can consistently have this team win a national championship or compete for one. It's just amazing.
In the SEC.
In the SEC. Exactly. All right. Speaking on, you know, the national title playoff picture, or let's go with some predictions. Who will be your top four teams, to make it to the playoffs?
Houston.
Yeah, I like Houston.
Florida State.
That's a good one.
Clemson.
Yeah. And Bama.
Mm-mm.
Ooh, you don't got Bama making it.
Mm-mm. Houston, Clemson, Florida State.
Ohio State?
I'm going to go. What did I say? Houston, Clemson.
Florida State.
And Michigan.
Thanks for picking Michigan. Appreciate that. Michigan.
I knew there was one that I wanted.
I know. Michigan. Clemson. Bama. Florida State. I'll do those three.
I'm fine with that.
I know it's hard to have two ACC teams, because it's going to be difficult anyway. But I do like both teams, though. But even though Clemson got to step up, what they showed over the weekend with something, they can do better. They shouldn't struggle against Auburn. Auburn ain't that strong of a team this season. But it is a rivalry game, I believe. So I'll give you that much. But that's a team that next time I don't expect for them to struggle. No, is Clemson and Auburn a rivalry game? It's not one. I'm thinking of something else.
What? Clemson and Auburn?
Auburn? That's not a rivalry game.
No, it's not Auburn.
I'm thinking about Clemson versus South Carolina, right?
Yes.
That's what I'm thinking about. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's not. Yeah. Sorry. Clemson-Auburn, Clemson, you shouldn't be struggling against Auburn. That's not your rival. You should have been ready to play. Anyway, man, it's about time to wrap this show up. Will T, let the people know about your fantasy football team.
Well, last pick, brother need a kicker. And I always draft kickers last.
Because kickers aren't important.
To me, they aren't. Someone took my two picks that I wanted. I wanted Arroyo. The rookie from
he's struggling in preseason though.
Yeah, I know. And then I wanted the Cardinals kicker, but he's gone. So I am going to go with Santos, the kicker for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, you gotta get a team. Always get a kicker whose team struggles in the red zone.
Yep, that's why I go with Santos.
My man. Anyway, man, it was a pleasure doing the show with my boy Will T. As always.
As always, man. I had it was a pleasure. It was a joy doing the show with you, man. If you took the time to listen either live or during the podcast, we want to thank you with fans just like you with a platform, and God bless.
Hey, man, it's the Urban Sports Saints.
For ages.
You dig?
Deuces.
Hey, Mega, homie, lead us out, my dude.